It's Helping Hand. Every week, we try to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and to others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, the Salvation Army. Major John Chamness, Divisional Leader of the Salvation Army, Hawaiian and Pacific Islands. Aloha, John.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks for having me today.
You are quite welcome. Salvation Army's programs are many. The work that you guys do, it sets an example, really, for a lot of folks. As we talk about ways to help you guys, a most important needs by island list. And let's dial in on the Garden Isle. Need for a Ford F-150 truck.
We need a pickup truck of sorts used for a variety of things, from picking up things for our thrift store, for picking up food for our two soup kitchens on Kauai, where every day people in need can go to get a hot meal, families or individuals. And so we need something to go and pick up the food from the food bank or from whatever store that we purchased that from. Some kind of a pickup truck that could also tow our emergency vehicle.
Emergency canteen trailer. Also, there's a building renovation, new windows and doors.
Putting in new doors and windows.
Cash, supplies, cash, what would do it?
Yeah, I think the budget that we have for that is about $123,000. Put in all new windows and all new doors.
If there's a contractor, somebody who wanted to help you with labor or some of the supplies, you'd be interested in
Absolutely,
hearing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Ohana Keiki preschool program for Hawaii Island, fans, mats, cubbies.
Yeah, so we have a 75-child daycare center in Kona, a building that needs ceiling fans just to make sure that the building stays cool for the kids, and some mats for them to sleep on, and little cubbies where they can put their slippers, their shoes.
Maybe somebody doesn't have the dough, but they can provide the labor.
That'd be great.
Or people who can provide one of these ceiling fans.
Yep.
Turning to the Valley Isle, outdoor basketball court.
We just need somebody to help us to put in a little concrete basketball court.
Turning our attention to the Honolulu area. Scholarships for this camp, $500 per camper.
We have about 400 kids that come to our summer camp, Camp Homolani. And these kids, most or not all of them, would be coming from low-income housing units. They come from neighbor islands as well as from Oahu. Camping experience for a week where they get three square meals a day, great place to sleep, be involved in fun activities and crafts. For some of these kids, they've never been off maybe a neighbor island. Many of these kids, when they come to us, they come not with a suitcase or some fancy bag, but it's usually a plastic bag with their clothing and maybe a sheet or a blanket. So these kids really come with very little.
Some very humble origins that some of these folks are facing. Yeah. Some cabins there that need flooring, solar fans, new lighting and painting.
Great opportunity for a group to come together to help us paint these cabins. We need to put in new flooring. We don't have very good ventilation inside these cabins, so we want to install some solar ceiling fans. It's about $8,000 per cabin, $40,000 altogether.
It's both an opportunity to give, but also to give of your time and with your skills.
That'd be great.
Support kitchen upgrades for the Adult Day Health Smart Snack Healthy Eating Program.
We just want to do some upgrades to this kitchen, and so we need about $49,000. That's the contract amount. If they've got commercial grade appliances, counters, sinks, cupboards, things like that.
Apartment building for Pathway of Hope, donated apartment building of any size to be used for housing needed for women and children in transition.
The women that we treat at our facility down in Kaimuki, that family treatment services, we really need an apartment building, a 10, 20 unit apartment building where we can house that mom and baby and kids.
On a parallel sort of note, you're looking for landlords to be willing to rent to women and children who are in need and making transitions.
Yeah, same clients. We guarantee we will ensure the safety of that housing. We actually put a live-in manager to make sure that the clients that we have staying there take care of it and follow the program that we've got them in.
There's something for everyone in John's wish list that we've got here, hawaii.salvationarmy.org. There you can find contact information for a variety of specific ways to support them. It's sort of broken out by different areas, and you can obviously just call them and just say, hey, I want to help. Who do I talk to about doing this?
Absolutely.
Doing that. 808-988-2136. They're on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram. Best of all, they're on hawaiipublicradio.org. The contact information, the full radio interview, the radio feature, and you can find all of our other Helping Hand guests archived and waiting for you.
Dave, I think what I would just want your listeners to know is how much we appreciate the way people across the state of Hawaii have supported the Salvation Army, and know that when you give to the Salvation Army, you can trust that that dollar actually gets to those in our community that are in need.
82 to 83 cents on the dollar.
That's right.
It's Major John Chamness, Division Leader of the Salvation Army, Hawaiian and Pacific Islands. An honor to have you here on Helping Hand.
Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate it. Happy holidays.